Dark Summer in Bordeaux by Alan Massey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Louis and Geraldine, with love. Chapter 1. There are days, even in the bad times, even in the worst of them, when you can still believe in the future. Like that 6 o'clock in the morning 3 weeks ago, when the bell rang and Dominique was there. Dominique, pale, wretchedly thin, exhausted, his hair cropped, but nevertheless, Dominique. Lan held him in his arms, neither able for a moment to speak. Then, "Go to your mother, wake her gently. I'll make coffee." His hands trembled as he filled the pot. He lit a cigarette to calm himself. It was right to leave them alone together for a few minutes. He hadn't dared to pass on to Marguerite Edmond de Grimaud's promise to arrange for Dominique's return from the prisoner of war camp. "I'm in his debt now, deep in his debt," he thought, and felt doubly guilty, utterly compromised. "No matter," he spoke aloud, "the boy's home." Marguerite was in tears, but they were tears of joy and relief as she stroked Dominique's cheek. "It's all right, Maman. It really is me, not a dream. I can't believe it. It's so wonderful." Lan put the cups on the little table beside the bed. They didn't notice him. They were like lovers. No, not that. Madonna and child, sufficient for the moment to each other. A morning like none since.